Apple bucks the NASDAQ, Burry bets against the AI boom, and a record verdict for Amazon. Apple shares rose Friday while the broader NASDAQ fell, a divergence notable for how correlated Magnificent Seven stocks have been over the past 2 years. The catalyst was investor enthusiasm for Apple's $14 billion capital expenditure plan, considerably smaller than what Microsoft, Google, and Amazon have been committing to AI infrastructure. Markets are reading Apple's restraint as sophistication rather than limitation, betting that roughly 2 billion active devices running Apple-designed silicon can deliver AI features through on-device processing and targeted cloud integration without the data center build-out that is compressing competitors' margins. Earnings next week will test whether that thesis is supported by actual AI feature adoption numbers. Michael Burry added to short positions in NVIDIA and Micron this week, reflecting a specific bet that AI infrastructure spending will slow before generating revenue sufficient to justify current valuations. Burry simultaneously bought sports betting stocks, maintaining bearish positions in Tesla and Palantir. The combination describes an internally consistent macro thesis. Consumer discretionary spending holds in specific categories, while high-valuation tech names compress. S&P futures were sitting near 7,447 as of Sunday morning, essentially flat on the week, a relative calm that markets analysts suggest either prices in successful Oman-brokered diplomacy or reflects optimism about containment that may prove misplaced. The Boring Company is seeking a $20 billion valuation in its latest funding raise, targeting roughly $4 billion in new capital. The last known valuation stood at approximately $6 billion. The business case rests on Las Vegas Loop expansion, future municipal contracts, and integration with Hyperloop concepts. At the proposed valuation, the tunneling business would be priced more highly than many established infrastructure companies with substantial existing revenue. A Massachusetts jury awarded $56 million to Malcolm Carnwath, a 78-year-old man who suffered a brain injury, an amputated leg, and other catastrophic injuries when an Amazon delivery van crossed the center line. The verdict is reportedly the largest personal injury judgment in Massachusetts history against the company and arrives amid Amazon's sustained legal battles over the liability status of its delivery contractors. The core dispute, whether Amazon, which sets routes, schedules, safety standards, and performance metrics, bears legal responsibility for drivers technically employed by third-party firms, now has a $56 million data point for plaintiff Sestin. Attorneys in other jurisdictions.